The Rubio drug war story is one that deserves considerably more attention than it's received. Secretary of State Rubio has signaled a shift in strategy for U.S. drug interdiction operations, and that signal comes in the context of a maritime operation where boat strikes have resulted in close to 230 deaths. That number, 230 people, in the context of an anti-narcotics operation is the kind of figure that, in a different political environment, would be generating significant congressional oversight hearings.
The details on the boat strikes are still emerging, but the framework matters. U.S. drug interdiction at sea has historically operated under specific rules of engagement and has been conducted in partnership with Coast Guard assets. A death toll of that magnitude, if linked to U.S.-directed or U.S.-involved operations, raises immediate questions under both domestic law and international maritime law. Rubio's signal of a shift in strategy could be a response to that, an acknowledgement that current operational parameters produced unacceptable outcomes, or it could be a signal of escalation. The direction of that shift matters enormously.
The drug war in Latin America has followed a consistent pattern for decades. Intensification of interdiction leads to cartel adaptation, which leads to more violence, which leads to more intensification. Every administration has entered with a version of the claim that this time the approach will be different. The casualty figure attached to this particular operation is the kind of concrete, immediate cost that should force a genuine strategy review rather than a rhetorical one.
Shifting to something considerably lighter, the versus the Pitt lawsuit at a California appeals court is actually a fascinating intellectual property question. And I want to give it the treatment it deserves because it touches on real issues about how creative work gets protected and when inspiration becomes infringement. The Pitt is a medical drama set in a Pittsburgh emergency room. The creators of or at least their legal representatives, are arguing that the show infringes on the format, characters, or creative elements in ways that constitute copyright violation. The appeals court is hearing a motion to dismiss.
The legal question in copyright cases involving television formats is genuinely complex. You can't copyright a genre. There's no ownership of hospital drama or emergency room setting. What you can protect are specific creative expressions, distinctive characters, particular story structures, specific dialogue, and original artistic choices. The challenge for the plaintiffs is demonstrating that what the Pitt copied, if anything, was those specific protected expressions rather than the general formula of a medical procedural. Courts have consistently held that formulas are not copyrightable.
This case is being watched by Hollywood because the streaming era has intensified concerns about format similarity. When there are dozens of platforms competing for content, there are structural incentives to develop shows that feel familiar to audiences, which means drawing on proven templates. The line between inspiration and infringement is where the legal action happens, and where it lands has implications for how much creative latitude writers and producers have to work with established genre conventions.